Anyway, hey, we're happy to be here with you today. We're going to talk about war. Let's go to war with Russia, Shane. Why not? What's the big deal? I mean, we've been at war most of my life. In fact, I can't remember too many years. We haven't been at war during my.
Carol heard you, by the way.
Huh? Oh,
Carol heard your F-bomb.
oh, did she?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh. Carol, sorry. This internet sometimes gets me really frustrated here because, we have the internet guys come in and everything, but I'm not going to dwell on that because we got stuff to talk about.
You bet.
So anyway, I heard something really interesting this morning, Shane, that they don't think anything is going to happen with Ukraine and the war until at least the second or third week in February. And the reason for that is that Xi is having the Olympics, and Putin does not want to overshadow Xi, doesn't want to take the news away from him. And that makes perfect sense, I think. He's going to need him as an ally if anything serious happens. So what do you think?
Well, militarily speaking, look, if this happens, and what he's suggesting is he's going to go to the capital of Ukraine and replace the government. So, you need a frozen ground. You can't if you you can't wait till spring to do this, because you get into spring and it's steppe land. It's all mushy land up there, and all of a sudden, your tanks, your trucks, you can't move anything. So it's got to be, it may be after the Olympics. No one's going to watch the Olympics anyway in the
No.
first world. They're just not going to. People will watch certain things, that they want, but no one in general is going to watch it. So no, I if it's militarily speaking, if he's going to do it, it's got to be still in the winter. So there you go.
All right. Open mic problems for a lot of people lately. Yeah, Biden got caught with an open mic yesterday, Shane.
Dumb son of a bitch,
Yeah,
right?
that was it.
I mean, and that's for posterity. I mean, that's on tape for posterity. What a fool this man is. He is,
It's
just
going to be
sad.
there. Well, it looks like he's getting out in front. He doesn't want another Afghanistan, so he's trying to get everybody out of the Ukraine. Trying to get all the Americans out of there before anything does happen. And he's got 8,500 troops on what alert, I guess, whatever.
Oh no, there's Tom. We've talked about this. There's at least a division, 20,000. Mercenary covert operators, from the CIA to the Department of Defense, they're already over there, and they're sending over the Javelin missiles. And look, historically speaking, 50 million Ukrainians and Russians died in World War II fighting the Nazis and on the Eastern Front. So this talk about, he doesn't care about body bags. They didn't care about him in Afghanistan, for 20 years. So, it's just a measure of, does he want to take this risk? Now, the problem that he has financially is there's no comparison. I mean, we can go through those numbers if you don't have to, but he's got a bigger problem. The Politburo in Russia, when it was a communist state, was 12 members, and he's got 112 oligarchs to answer to. Okay, so Putin, he's there at their beckoning. He is, and he makes a mess of their money and their wealth. I don't know who shoots him first and dies, but he could find himself, not sleeping well at nights, because these guys aren't going to give up everything that they've acquired in the last 30 years because of Putin.
Well, that certainly could be, that. But I guess the crux of this is the Ukraine soldiers are not Afghanistan. They're not going to throw down their weapons when Russia comes across the border. I
Oh,
don't
of course
think.
not.
No,
No,
they're not
no.
going to do that. But it appears that I don't know whether Putin has just wants Russia to be a colony of Russia, or it seems like he's going to go in, and the people are going to say, "Well, okay, we can live with Russia if we have to." And I think that's his plan, is that he's going to wear them down until he can install the government that he wants in there. And, you know, pipelines go through, raw materials are mined or whatever. That looks like,
well, that's, yeah, that's the big deal. Okay. That's the big deal from the Black Sea and from, the steppes up in Eastern Russia. You have your gas and then you have your oil from the Black Sea and so forth. And that all flows through pipelines going through, Ukraine. And for 30 years, you know, there's been this ongoing dispute between Russia and Ukraine about payment for, you know, the having the pipeline there versus the gas and oil that the Ukraine gets. And, you know, the Russians claim they're behind, you know, this is like a Saddam Hussein, you know, with Kuwait, you know, drilling underneath and into Iraq. And that was the excuse to go into Kuwait. I mean, you know, these people, these small men, because that's what he is. He's just a small dictator. You know, he has no perception of history. And the numbers are staggering. NATO's got 3.5 million armed forces. You know, the United States has, I mean, you know, you look at the United States, you know, there's 1.4 million active personnel in the United States. You know, they've got 800,000 in reserve. And for active available military service, 17 million. You know, the Russians, there's no comparison. I mean, they have active 900,000 and reserve of 200,000. I mean, NATO alone, I mean, Ukraine alone has, you know, more than enough to deal with the Russians. You know, it's just a matter of the weaponry and stuff that, of course, you know, throughout this whole situation in the last 10 years, the only one that really helped them and stopped him was Trump, because Trump sent over anti-tank missiles. The military wouldn't let him send over javelins because javelins are a military setup with a truck and it has to be operated. And it's a logistical issue. Mm-hmm. But he sent the anti-tow weapons over and, you know, the Russians went, you know, our tanks and trucks and half tracks aren't that, you know, they're not that reliable.
Not that good. Yeah.
No.
Well, Carol says war is an old man pissing contest, wasteful. Biden being tested for courage. I hope he steps up, but I doubt that he will. Putin is a member of the mega oligarchy. Nice yachts. Yeah, that's
what. Well, like I said, there's 112 billionaires. They claim Putin's one of the wealthiest people. They claim he's worth more than Bezos, you know, at 170 billion. They claim he's over 200 billion. And, you know, it's like China, you know, Xi's got the same problem. You know, he's got all these. By the way, there's over 280,000 millionaires in Russia. Mm-hmm. So you've got this whole upper echelon. You know, it's like the courts, you know, 100, 200 years ago. And they're the ones in charge. It's not Putin. I mean, he's not going to do this without, you know, everyone's guided support and understanding what's the game. Well, they don't need more oil and gas. I mean, there's oil and gas in the Ukraine. We all know that of their own. But he doesn't have an economy of any size. You know, Russia is a small country. I mean, 150 million population. You know, their GDP is 1.7 trillion. Oh, boy. I mean, Italy with 68 million people has a bigger GDP than Russia. So
that's a reason for going into Ukraine to get that GDP popped up.
No, there's no benefit there. There's no benefit.
You don't think so, huh?
No. Economically, it makes no sense. The only reason that I think that he's trying to do this is jawbone the military to stay on his side against the oligarchs. That's all. If there's any reason for this push, it would be that he screwed up and went along with the military because they're the ones who want to, you know, they're nipping at his heels. Oh, let's go fight somebody. And Russia hasn't had a good record in the last 40 years. Chechnya was a nightmare. Afghanistan was a nightmare. You know, going into Ukraine, you know, back during the Obama years, or Biden, Obama years. I mean, that's just caused them huge problems. So I don't know. I could be wrong, but that's my call.
Okay. When you see the subscribe, just kind of hold your thought, you know, because that means I'm ready to promote.
Oh, okay.
you could rattle afterwards.
You bet. That's what I'm here to do.
Why not subscribe? It doesn't cost anything. You won't get inundated with emails. Nothing will happen to you. If anything, you'll probably be protected from the ozone flu if you subscribe. And ring the notification bell. That's the thing in the middle there. And you'll always be notified whenever we have another podcast. We're here every Tuesday and every Thursday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. So be sure to do that. Also, we're brought to you by StreamYard. They are the ones who have put this thing together so Shane and I can be on every week. And they've got a free version of this. And they also have a paid version. Shane and I opted for the paid version, but because we can do more things with it. But you can certainly put your own podcast if you want to. Links to that is in the description below. And same with Patreon. If you want to support the show monetarily, there is some costs involved in putting this thing on, and we'd like to recoup some of those costs. So there's a link in the description below for that as well. So, well, Shane, we're kind of in limbo for this. As I said, I think it's you know, you pointed out, yeah, you got to have frozen ground to get those tanks around.
That's right.
I think if we get involved, I don't know that we're going to have much boots on the ground. We've got drones. We've got all kinds of things that are non-human that we can that we have at our disposal, maybe, that Russia does or doesn't have. Who knows what they have? We don't. But, well, the military does, obviously, but I would guess. But that's where we I don't know that we're going to send 8,500 troops over there or a couple battalions to recreate World War II.
Well, they're not going to go to the Ukraine. I mean, you know, look, the Soviets lost 15,000 men in Afghanistan. 35,000 were wounded, but 2 million civilians died. You know, that's not something to be proud of. And you know, Reagan started sending over the Stinger missiles, you know, shoulder mounted. The Afghans were losing, you know, but then they shot down 118 Soviet jets and 333 of those big, huge helicopters that they were chasing them down with. And, you know, and the Russians decided, hey, we, you know, between the lives we're losing and all of our arms, we might as well go home. So, again, Afghanistan was a whole issue about pipelines and the mineral wealth, but nobody's ever going to get in there to do that because it's all about heroin. It really is about heroin. So in the Ukraine, it's about, you know, transmission. That's important, of course. And of course, as we've already said, oil. So we'll see where it goes, but you know, it's not, I just don't see it happening. There's no match. I mean, and I don't think the Russian people have forgotten Chernobyl. Okay. So, you know, the Russian people already know what nuclear waste and nuclear destruction is. I mean, on a mega scale. I remember 20 years ago watching a program about how they've built an actual building around Chernobyl because it's still there. I mean, it's still smoldering. It's still hot. And, you know, to last 100 years, you know, and, you know, hopefully it doesn't continue. But, you know, they can't stop the whole issue there. So, all these things, when you put them together, you know, the Russian people just want their potatoes and vodka. Right.
Serious. Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah. That's what they want. Well, yeah, I don't think there's any question the Ukrainian people are not going to put up with Russia coming across their border. I don't think they're going to drop their weapons and run like they did in Afghanistan. And so I think arming them is a wise move, you know, depending on what you want to do with, depending on what our interests are in the Ukraine, if any. I don't know that we have a whole lot of interest there other than just to keep that part of the world stable so we can do business there.
Well, there's not much business with the U.S. and the Ukraine. I mean,
no, you know, no, there isn't. Other than military.
No, I mean, the only benefit that Ukrainians have gotten is exactly military benefits from the United States. Now, as we know, it was, meals ready to eat and blankets with Obama. And then Trump stopped the whole thing with the as they said, the anti-tank weapons. And now you have this situation that just doesn't seem to be an economic or political benefit to it other than Putin trying to keep the military on his side. That's all I see here.
Yeah. Madeline says wars and talks of wars, it's all blow. Well, it may be. I don't know. This may be.
I agree with you, Madeline. Yeah, and it's a distraction from the absolute carnage you're going to see in the next 6 months with the financial, you know, situation in the first world. And I'm not just talking about the United States, but Europe and Asia. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is all coming to. We have this incredible cross section of, as I say, a wrecking ball of bubbles. I mean, it's, you know, the debt bubble with bonds, with countries, it's currency, it's commodities, and it's real estate and equities. So this is another issue that, you wonder, these oligarchs are really important because there's nothing in Russia. They have nothing of an exchange because they own everything. I mean, mm-hmm. and they burned everybody that went there and tried to invest. People lost over $20 billion investing in Russia in the last 40 years because the oligarchs stole it all from them. So,
they're not nice people. There's no question there.
No.
Yeah. Putin is the worldwide Al Capone, I would say, if you want to make a comparison somewhere along the line there. I don't know if anybody can.
it's a good call because all the commissars, 50 years ago became capitalists. But then they thought, oh, we might as well become robber barons. That's, it's like the 18th century.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Well, even when Putin had the Olympics there, he took all the kickbacks from the construction and everything like that. I mean, this guy is a low life of the, of the highest order of that.
They call them dakas, villas, chateaus. Mm-hmm. The Russian name for it is dakas. And, they're all over the Black Sea, which is a beautiful place, and of course, because of all the construction that was going on for the Olympics, I want to go build another 100,000 square foot dock, I guess,
Yeah, why not?
I want a suntan,
Yeah, might as well have the guys do that for me, so.
Yeah, that's right.
So, we're kind of in a wait and see, Shane, right now till somebody makes the first move. If anybody does, it may be all show. Putin may decide it's not worth it and pull back. But as I say, I really don't think that he's going to overshadow the Olympics and try to take anything away from Xi, because he's going to need him if this does go to something serious.
Yeah, it's a good call. I mean, when you look at the global issue, I mean that's a good call, and it's going to be a big enough disaster, already. I mean, I can't, NBC is in it for billions because of the rights to the Olympics, as they're going to get slammed on it. But having said that, I guess the difficulty really becomes, why is Biden having everyone leave the Ukraine and letting his Olympic champions go to China?
Yeah, I know. That doesn't make much. Well, he doesn't want a repeat of Afghanistan, that's for sure. He's going to get the Americans out. They're not going to be trapped there.
The Ukraine. But why would you want to put at risk, your best athletes in China? They can trump up any kind of reason to keep somebody there.
Yeah, I have a real issue with that. I don't plan on contributing anything to NBC or the sponsors of the Olympics as much as that is not. But you can't go to China and their civil rights abuses, COVID. The list is endless.
It truly is.
Got to do for these. For these countries here, and I fault the Olympic Committee for even considering China as a possibility with their civil rights abuses. It's just been horrible the way they've treated not only their own citizens, but you got the Uyghurs and you know, everybody else in there, it's like a huge concentration camp, unless you're really rich, you know, and then you're
well, okay. It's sort of funny because, you know, Biden made a big deal a couple of days ago about having, you know, a round table with all of his secretaries and the vice president. And I'll bet the first question, of course, I'll bet was who wants to go to China for the opening? And no one raised their hand. Who?
Yeah.
So who's going to go? Do you think that for political reasons that the vice president's going to fly to China for the opening ceremonies?
Boy, I don't know. Why not have the most unliked person on earth go there and represent your country? That makes perfect sense to me. Yeah, I can't wait to see that happening. So,
You know, the other thing that's important too is, and I'm watching closely, is I hope everyone else is these talks going on in Switzerland with the Russians and the Americans, you know, so about NATO. And, you know, this is why, you know, I think a lot of what Putin is doing, you know, with all this show of force, is trying to get Biden to bend. But, you know, it won't work because I do think there's some smart people that Biden has around him. He sure lost a nut somewhere. And, you know, they're treating the Russians pretty tough at these meetings, you know, in Zurich, Switzerland, you know, so we'll see what happens.
Well, they can, you know, unfortunately, with the administration we have now, we talk the talk, but we nowhere near walk the walk.
There's one other thing I think is really important to mention for everyone listening. Look. One of the things that Putin did in the last 15 years is he upgraded their nuclear forces. And the military, you know, told Trump about this. And he said, well, we've got to clean up ours. Oh, no, it's not really. Yes, we do. And, you know, he forced them. That was one of the things that hasn't hit the media. I mean, there are some articles, you know, during his administration about it and everything. But he did upgrade. Aside from your overall military, you know, Trump upgraded your nuclear stockpile. You know, it's not very large for either country because of the SALT treaties and everything they've done. But the problem that you have, once again, is China using North Korea to test its, you know, supersonic missiles and everything else. Because both China and both Russia and America have to look at China and go, man, I don't know what. How crazy is this guy? You know, and that'll be the next topic when this one wears out.
All right. Well, Bruce has a comment. Normally, I wouldn't put this up because it's too long. We need short comments, guys, because it covers the whole screen if we get too much. We're going to play chess with Putin. We put pieces on the board, have NATO put 100,000 troops in the Ukraine. Well, I don't know that the NATO has any. They don't have any
authority.
It's not in NATO, so they don't have anything there. Otherwise, shut the hell up. Something with Taiwan, surround it with the Seventh Fleet, China, whatever. So, okay. So,
yeah. There we are. And he, you know, Bruce is right. I mean, it's a fair call about what he's saying. And and this is why, you know, I'm not sure even that Putin's military, all these guys sitting along this border, that's 100,000, 110, 125, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, he's got young guys running his military, you know, he's replaced everybody. And he's got an officer corps that's, you know how big the officer corps in their military? 380,000.
Wow.
that's what he's having to write checks to every month to keep them on his side.
I'm talking above
the private, right?
That's too many chiefs. Thank you. Right. Exactly. not enough Indians there.
Yeah, so. That's right, buddy.
Yeah. Well, also they're freezing their butts off.
Yeah.
At the border too. So you know, I mean, I was in Vietnam and that was hot, you know. I mean, I'm not sure which is worse, you know, sitting there burning up or freezing your butt off. But
I mean, if all you're doing is sitting around all day and eating boiled potatoes and smoking cigarettes and doing shots of vodka,
who
wants to leave their tent? You know,
it's not exactly Shangri-La, is it?
Exactly. I want to go home.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, don't even have the my lady friend to keep me warm. So there you are. Yeah. So
that's, yes, that's right.
That's a mess. Well, I think we've probably covered this as well as we can. Once again, hey, don't forget to subscribe and like us and leave a comment, a Facebook and also YouTube like that. If you comment and like us, they put weight on that. So we would appreciate it if you would all do that. And we'll see you on Thursday because, on Thursday, we got to talk about markets, Shane. Stocks, bonds, everything else is going nuts. So
there's got to be a topic. Everyone listening, you've got to listen. And right now, if you have got something that's making you money, you know, I've got one word for you. Sell it.
Yeah.
Okay, two okay. words. Sell.
Sell.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. Hey, everybody, thanks for listening. Thanks for the messages and all of that. Thanks for supporting us. We really appreciate it. And we'll see everybody Thursday, 10 a.m. Mountain Time. Bye for
great
now.
Great show, Thomas.